The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In reference to the Gemara in Ksuvos Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, which continues to discuss the topics of Kamla Bid Rav Mineh, like the Din of Chizkiya, that not only Chayv Mises is Pater for Momen, but even Chayv Mises Shoyigin, although there's no actual Misa present, there's still Din of Kamla Bid Rav Mineh because an act that normally would trigger a Chiv Misa, also Pater's Momen. I would like to share with you a fascinating shaila which was brought to my attention this week. The story goes that a baby was born on Shabbos, and obviously a week later they went ahead and got ready to do the bris on Shabbos. Everybody got together in the house, and the moel did the bris. Now suppose the moel, while he was doing the bris, was leaning on the becher, which was actually a very expensive one of $800, silver becher, and he damaged it while he was doing the milah. Now just a quick overview about the din of Tanat Vechizkiya, which we mentioned in passing on the Flamet Aleph, is the whole discussion about what about Chayv Mises Oinsen. In other words, even if Chizkiya agrees that Kamla Gerabine would apply not only by a Maisa that's Chayv Misa, but even a Maisa of a Chiv Misa B'Shegeg, which is not actually Chayv Misa, but since it's like Halak Tabein, Shegeg L'Meizir, Hu Adin, is no Chiv Mamen by a Chayv Misa Shegin, what about a Chayv Mises Oinsen? So on the one hand, we discussed in the Flamet Amud Beis, Amai Chayv Misa Onasu, Rabbi Kiva Eger, as well as the Shita Yishana there and others, derived from the Gemara that it would seem that Amai Chayv Misa Onasu, why is he Chayv Misa? He was an Onas on the Chayv Misa, and hence, he should be Chayv Mamon because there's no Kamal Yisrael, since the Misa was a Misa that was done by Onas, which has no trace of Misa, therefore should there should be a Chayv Mamon. Because Chayv Misa's Oinsen, like Rabbi Kiva Eger's Lashon, is not Averi at all, and therefore it's Chayv Mamon. On the other hand, although the Gemara just says like Chalakta ben Shayi Lamezid over here on the Flamed Ches, as well as the other places where Chizkiya is quoted, like in Ksuvos and Baba Kama Lamed Hei. However, if you look back on the Flamed Hei over here in the Taisis Rit, as well as in Rashi, when it says like Chalakta ben Shayi Lamezid, they add like Chalakta ben Shayi Lamezid ben Oinis L'Rotzen. So it would seem pretty clearly that even though Oinis is also Potter for Mammon according to Chizkiya, and not only a Shayi. So Chayi Mises Oinsen is not so clear whether it's Potter for Mammon or not. Perhaps this question can revolve around the question in general by Adam Amazik Bainus. Perhaps we know the source of Chizkiya's din here comes from the din of Makabe Hemi Shalmana, which is basically good old Adam Amazik. By Adam Amazik, if it's an Oinus, the Chiv that he's doing, the Maisa Hezek that he's doing, there's Machlekes Rishayim to what extent we say that he's still obligated. Famous, the two Shitas are the Ramban and Taisus. The Ramban in Bab Matsya Dafe Beis, and the Taisus in Bab Kamad of Chavzayin. A machlok is whether Adam Amazik is Chayev Oinus Gomer or not. Maybe, just maybe, that's the shiloh about whether Chayev Mises Oinsen is going to be Potter for Mammon or not. In other words, how much of a message can we derive and extract from the parsha of Makabeh Mishalmena? Whatever the case may be, it's not clear what the din is by Chayev Mises Oinsen, if they're Potter for Mammon or not. What about in a case where somebody is being Mechal Shabbos, let's say, for Pikuach Nefesh, which is a little bit different than a regular oinus? So the Minchas Chinuch is adamant that if somebody is being Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, whether it's Hutra or Dchuya, he's Potter for Mammon. Excuse me, he's Chayev Mammon. And he throws in over there Hutra or Dchuya, then he even says that maybe you're doing a mitzvah, and you are Chayev and Mammon, because the Misa of that Misa is totally not present, and you're going to be Chayev Mammon, there's no Kamli Duramine. However, the Agoyis Yaivitz here and Agoyis Rechidushim and Daflamet Hei in Ksuvos say that you're Potter for Mammon. And so does the Chelkis Yaiv and the Agoyis on the Minchas Chinuch. They both want to say that although you're being Mechal Shabbos, you're going to be Potter for Mammon because it's a Maisa that's Mechayiv Misa. Now again, this is a very complicated Shaila. I could have thought that maybe Hutra would be more of a reason to be Chayiv Mammon, and maybe Tchuya would be more of a reason to be Potter for Mammon. However, both the Chalkis Yayev and the Yayevitz that are saying he's Potter for Mammon, and the Mechus Chinuch that are saying he's Chayiv in Mammon regardless, do not differentiate between the two, and they say that in all cases, it is either Chayiv or Potter, depending which Shita. All that being said, I think everybody would be in agreement, however, that our friend over here, the Moel, who was unfortunate enough to break the Becher while he was doing the Milah, is going to be Chayiv for the damages of the Becher, because doing a Mitzvah's Milah, according to everybody, L'Chayra, is going to be better than all that and has no trace of Misa whatsoever, and it's hard to explain any reason why it should be Potter for Mammon. even if you hold that Mekalkel is potter for Mammon, which is a Maisa which has no Chiv Misa whatsoever, but it's nevertheless an action that could sometimes be Mechayiv Misa, still is potter for Mammon. But I think a mitzvah of Mila that's Deicha Shabbos or Akravas Akarban, especially according to the Ramban and Teresa Adam and others that say that Mila on Shabbos and Akravas Akarban of a Kohen of the Karban Talmud, let's say, are even more lenient and less related to a Maisa of Chil Shabbos than a regular case of Chia, I think it would be clear that there would be a Chiyah moment, there wouldn't be Kimel Rabbani in such a scenario. Just to add a little twist to this whole mix, Rameya Simcha, in the Chidushin to Yevam and Samach Daladam and Beis as well as other places, suggests that according to the source that Pikuach Nefesh's Deicha Shabbos comes from Mila, on the top of Peheim and Beis and Yuma, the way Rabbi Simcha explains the Rashi, it's actually because of Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, since a person would be destined for a Chiv Karas if he doesn't do Mila, so by doing the Mila, it's a little bit of a Pikuach Nefesh, and that is why it's Deicha Shabbos, and hence we know that Pikuach Nefesh is always Deicha Shabbos. If that's the case, then obviously every meal of a Shabbos is a little bit Pikuach Nefesh oriented and directly related to the Machloikis, the Menchus Chinuch, and the Yavetz. However, I think it's clear that if a meal is done on Shabbos, it's going to be Pada from Mammon. Truth is stranger than fiction, however. The question that was brought to my attention was that they found out afterwards, after the guy who had already paid for the Becher, for example, that the child that they circumcised on Shabbos was the Yoytze Daifen. It was a C-section, and therefore the halacha is a Yoytze Daifen's bris is not Deicha Shabbos. So unfortunately, the male forgot to ask the million-dollar question when he did the Shabbos bris, was it a Yoytze Daifen? And the answer is it was, and hence, the bris was by no means allowed to be done on Shabbos, and therefore I think it is very clear that there will become Levi the Rav Mineh on that circumcision, because it's Mamash HaMaisav Chil Shabbos. That was a meal that was not allowed to be done on Shabbos, and hence the Becher was broken simultaneous to a Maisa of Chil Shabbos, believe it or not. Therefore, I think there would be Kimel Rabbani. However, if he had already paid for the Becher, not necessarily would be able to extract the funds from the Baal Simcha, because the Maisa Tfisa not necessarily can be undone in a scenario of Kimel Rabbani. In other words, even if Kimel Rabbani would exempt the Moil from paying for the Becher, however, if he already paid, it wouldn't be worse than a case of Tfisa, which means that the Nizik, or whoever it may be, is allowed to be Tevis the money and not necessarily is a Mafkina Minik. But that's for another time. Once we're on the topic, I must admit that there was actually no broken Becher involved, but there was a true story where Yoytze Daifen was recently circumcised on Shabbos inadvertently. Halacha L'maisa, of course, you do not have to do Hatafas Dambris. In other words, there does not have to be a re-circumcision of any sort, even though the Mila was done completely v'isser. Because although Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses in Tshuva Klifai and Dalad that there's a possibility to say Yovid Le Mahani by Mila, and not necessarily is it the exact same thing as Shechita, he also discusses the possibility of saying Mitzvah Blah Blah Veira, and that would trigger a need for a Tavis Dan Bris after Shabbos. However, in this case, that would not be necessary, as is Mavur in the Gemara in Shabbos Kufla Mazayin, as well as the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva Eger brings, in Pesachim Daf Samach Beis, that but the evident meal that's done in such a scenario does not have to be redone again. I was wondering if perhaps a Yoytze Daifen circumcision on the eighth day when it's Shabbos is maybe more stringent and less and helps less than a regular meal. However, Ladina, I think we can be Seimech that the meal does not have to be redone in any way. You don't have to do a Tapas on Bris, and the circumcision that took place on Shabbos is a kosher circumcision. If see Pesach Frank in the Sefer Hadras Kodesh on a Nyanei Mila, Simon Chaf Aleph, is mistupic about this, if somebody is Nimo B'Shabbos, a Yoytze Daifen, they need a Tavis Dan Bris or not. However, I think that there is many grounds to be Seimech that it doesn't have to be redone. All in all, however, I think Chayv Mises Einstein is pretty clear that it's Machlokes Simchas Chinuch and the Chelkis Yoyev and the Yavetz, if it applies even by Pikuach Nefesh or only by regular Chayv Mises Einstein. That's besides for the fact that regular Chayv Mises Einstein is also Machlokes. If it's so far removed from Misa that it's Chayiv Mammon, or it's still in the realm of a Misa that's Chayiv Misa, and it'll be included in Chizki's rule that we learned over here that's Pater from Mammon. And even if you say that Chayiv Misa's Oimsin is Pater from Mammon, however, in system in Chizkinuch, that when it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's going to be Chayiv Mammon. On that we said the Yayvitz and the Chachiz Yayiv hold that you're Pater from Mammon. And then I said, but a regular Moil, or a coin that's being marked of a carbon on Shabbos definitely will be Chayiv Mammon, because that mice is completely removed from Misa. But
should the Mila somehow turn out to be a Mila that was not legally Deich Shabbos, then retroactively it would be quite revealed that this was a Mice of Chil Shabbos, and it would be funded for Mama. Now, in closing, I'll just mention that even though we mentioned on the Flama Dalet Amud Beis, the Shita of the Imre Moshe, which is discussed by some other Achrayim, that the din of Kam Levi Rabbani doesn't always apply by two separate actions completely. Like, let's say if somebody shoots somebody, and simultaneously his cow is exactly at the same second mazik someone, not necessarily with the Kam Levi Rabbani in that scenario. However, I think that if with his right hand he's doing a mila, and he's leaning on a becher with his left hand and he breaks it, that I think would be included in the guidelines of Kam Levi Rabbani.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.